Bala est le tailleur le plus populaire de son quartier. Aujourd'hui, sa cliente et cousine, Rama, lui rend visite. Nous allons écouter cet entretien plutôt tendu. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces énoncés. 1. Rama voulait une jupe. 2. Le boubou est pour la belle-mère de Rama. Vous allez maintenant répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Est-ce que Bala a tenu sa promesse? 2. Pour qui sont les boubous selon Bala? 3. Est-ce que Bala a déjà fait le boubou pour Rama? Vous entendrez comment exprimer un choix avec « I'd like to ». Vous entendrez comment se plaindre en utilisant l'expression « n'est-ce pas » en anglais?
Hello, Bala. I want you to show me all your styles. Have you got catalogs? Let me see them.
Right away. My customers are all kings and queens in this shop.
Oh, Bala, stop it. You haven't finished my dress, have you?
I'm at the service of my royal clients. I do things the way they want it.
What is this? Is this a dress or a skirt? It looks like a child's dress.
It's not. It's a young girl's mini dress with beads and a scarf.
How lovely. It's very nice. I'd like you to make me a dress like this with flashing beads and colorful embroidery.
Like a rainbow. Is it going to be for you or for your daughter?
For me. I have no daughter and my son is only 2 years old. I am still young.
Don't get angry now, Rama. I'm gonna make it.
Before I forget, where is the boubou I asked you to make last week?
Rama, you've got so many fabrics here. You always change your mind, don't you?
I told you to make a boubou from the wax fabric I brought last week. You didn't keep your promise, did you?
It will be ready tomorrow. It's for your old grandmother, right?
I told you it was for my mother-in-law. Instead of a mini dress, I'd like a mini skirt. And don't forget my mother-in-law. I'd also like an evening gown for her.
What does your mother-in-law need an evening gown for?
Come on, Bala. She's not that old. She's going to see her husband after 4 years of separation.
All right, then. I'll make it. Anything for love. Say, Rama, your father-in-law needs a boubou as well, doesn't he? I can make one for tomorrow.
Ya Allah. So many things to make. You don't want to be overworked, do you?
Hey, as long as I get paid.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Bala et Rama. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Rama voulait une jupe. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Le boubou est pour la belle-mère de Rama. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Est-ce que Bala a tenu sa promesse? Non. 2. Pour qui sont les boubous selon Bala? Pour les personnes âgées. 3. Est-ce que Bala a déjà fait le boubou pour Rama? Pas encore. Vous avez entendu Rama dire
« I'd like a mini skirt ».
On peut exprimer un choix en utilisant l'expression « I'd like ». Écoutez les autres exemples. « I'd like to take the red dress ». « I'd like to visit the stadium, not the school ». « I'd like to drink tea. I don't drink coffee ». Vous avez aussi entendu Rama et Bala dire
« You haven't finished my dress, have you ?»
You always change your mind, don't you?
Pour dire « n'est-ce pas » en anglais, elle a utilisé le tag « question » ou « forme » « n'est-ce pas ». Lorsque la phrase est négative, le tag « question » est affirmatif. Lorsque la phrase est affirmative, par contre, le tag « question » est négatif. Autre exemple. Rama was angry, wasn't she? Bala made the dress, didn't he? Répétez maintenant ce vocabulaire de la couture et de la mode. Modèle, styles. Jupe, skirt. Foulard, scarf. Robe, dress or gown. Perles, beads. Broderie, embroidery. Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Bala et Rama exprimer un choix avec I'd like to. Vous avez aussi entendu comment dire n'est-ce pas en anglais et entendu des mots relatifs aux vêtements. On se donne rendez-vous chez Bala le tailleur. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. La prochaine étape, vous entendrez une interview, une présentation d'affaires, si vous voulez, durant laquelle la personne interviewée parle de son éducation, sa formation professionnelle, sa carrière et son expérience. Et en anglais commercial, il y a un mot qui résume tout cela, c'est le mot « background ». La personne parle de son « background ». Répétez « background ». Cette personne s'appelle Gary.
Interview.
En français, on dit aussi interview, qui vient de l'anglais et qui signifie un entretien avec une personne ou plusieurs personnes, un entretien professionnel en général. Dans l'interview qui suit, l'hôtesse d'une rubrique de radio, Elizabeth, accueille Gary. Welcome to our show. Bienvenue à notre programme.
Hello Gary, welcome to our show.
Elle veut ensuite en savoir plus sur Gary et son background professionnel.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Tout d'abord, un petit aperçu de vocabulaire. Quand on obtient une licence d'université, on dit « I got my BA », ce qui veut dire « Bachelor of Arts ».
I got my BA there in 1979.
La licence aux États-Unis. C'est après 4 ans d'études universitaires. On peut aussi dire « I got my BS », ce qui veut dire « Bachelor of Science ». Ensuite, Gary dit qu'il a obtenu sa maîtrise en gestion des affaires. « I got my MBA ».
Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA.
MBA. Aux États-Unis, cela veut dire « Masters of Business Administration ». Pour une maîtrise générale, on dit « I got an MA, qui signifie Masters of Arts, ou bien I got an MS, une maîtrise en matière scientifique, Masters of Science. Ensuite, Gary parle de sa formation en linguistique.
My training is in linguistics.
Linguistics. Vous allez aussi entendre I started my own business.
After I got my MBA, I started my own business.
J'ai ouvert ma propre boîte, ma compagnie, mon magasin. En anglais, le terme « business » couvre tout cela. « My own », le mien, ou « à moi ».« To start », commencer. « I started », c'est le passé. « J'ai commencé ». Les questions les plus courantes venant de l'intervieweur « How did you ?» Comment avez-vous? Where did you? Où avez-vous? Par exemple, where did you study?
Where did you study linguistics?
Où avez-vous fait vos études? Et les expressions de la part de la personne interviewée? What do you want to know? Que voulez-vous savoir? What do you want to know? I studied at... Une réponse courante... I studied at, c'est le passé du verbe to study. I studied at UCLA, à l'Université de Californie, à Los Angeles. Écoutez, listen.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's great to be here.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Sure. What do you want to know?
How did you get into the language consulting business?
Well, my training is in linguistics.
Oh, where did you study linguistics?
I studied at UCLA.
That's the University of California at Los Angeles, right?
Right. I got my BA there in 1979. Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA. After I got my MBA, I started my own business.
À vous de répéter après moi dans un contexte qui vous est plus familier. Listen and repeat. What is your background? Tell me a little about your background. Décrivez-moi un peu votre expérience professionnelle. What is your background? My background is in teaching. Par exemple, mon expérience professionnelle est dans l'enseignement. Répétez après moi. My background is in agriculture. My background is in mechanics. My background is in shopkeeping. Gérant de magasin. My background is in factory work. Ouvrier d'usine. Écoutez les phrases suivantes et les variations suivantes. Même si vous ne les comprenez pas toutes, je les traduirai pour vous, mais répétez quand même la phrase en anglais.
My training is in linguistics.
I studied linguistics.
I got my BA.
I graduated with a BA.
After I got my MBA, I started a business.
After I got my MBA, I formed my own business.
My training is in. My training is in teaching. Littéralement, ma formation est dans l'enseignement. Je suis instituteur ou je suis institutrice. My training is in agriculture. My training is in mechanics. My training is in marketing. Je suis formée en marketing. Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, bien heureuse de vous retrouver pour cette 35e leçon d'anglais English USA. Nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui achète des billets à un guichet pour prendre le train ou pour assister à un concert ou à un match de football. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous apprendrez à demander à quelle heure est le train ou à quelle heure se passe telle ou telle activité. What time is the train to Baltimore? À quelle heure? What time?
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to buy a train ticket to Baltimore. What time is the train?
There is a train at 4:15. There is another train at 6:45.
I want the 6:45 train. What time does it arrive in Baltimore?
At 8:30. Here you are.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Hello. I want to buy some tickets to the concert.
What night do you want?
Next Wednesday, please.
How many tickets do you want?
I want 4 tickets.
I don't have tickets for Wednesday night. Do you want another night?
Do you have tickets for Thursday night?
Let me see. Yes, I have 4 tickets for Thursday night. Do you want them?
Where are the seats?
Look here. They're right here.
That's very good. I want those tickets. What time is the concert?
At 8 o'clock.
What time does the concert finish?
At 10:15. Here are your tickets.
Thanks. Hello.
Hi.
I want some tickets for the ball game.
When?
For next week.
What day?
For Sunday.
Sunday afternoon?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
Let me see. Okay, I have three tickets for Sunday afternoon. Do you want them?
Where are the seats?
Right here, behind the batter. Is that okay?
Good, I want those. What time is the game on Sunday?
It's at 12:30.
What time does the game finish?
I don't know. Maybe it will finish at 4 or 4:30.
Okay. Thanks.
Wait! Here are your tickets.
Quand on veut savoir une heure précise, on commence d'habitude la question avec « What time ?» À quelle heure ? Par exemple, « What time is the ball game ?» À quelle heure est le match de football ?
« What time is the train ?»
At 4:15.
What time does it arrive in Baltimore?
At 8:30.
What time is the concert?
At 8 o'clock.
What time does the concert finish?
At 10:15.
What time is the game on Sunday?
At 12:30.
What time does the game finish?
At 4 or 4:30.
Écoutez bien Martin, qui va dire ce qu'il va faire. Ensuite, demandez-lui à quelle heure se passent toutes ses activités. At what time? Ou bien... What time is the concert? Vous pouvez dire des deux façons. At what time is the concert? Ou bien, what time is the concert? What time is the train? À quelle heure est le train? What time is the game? À quelle heure est le match? Allez-y.
I'm going to the concert on Thursday.
What time is the concert?
Petite révision. Yesterday, hier. Today, aujourd'hui. Tomorrow, demain. Tonight, ce soir. This morning, ce matin. This afternoon, cet après-midi. This evening, ce soir.
Good evening.
Good evening. I want to buy a ticket.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Philadelphia. What time is the train to Philadelphia?
The next train is at 2:45.
I'm not going today. What time is the train tomorrow?
At 2:45. The train to Philadelphia is at 2:45 every day.
Is that the only train?
No.
What time are the other trains?
At 6:15 in the morning, at 2:45 in the afternoon, and 10:30 at night. Do you want a ticket?
I don't want a ticket today. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Et voilà qui termine cette 35e leçon de English USA. Je pense qu'à présent, vous pouvez répondre à des questions à propos du moment concerné et de l'heure. Practice in your home and with friends. Until next time. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have my fellow colleague...
Roger Muntu.
And some guests here. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Raven Moore.
And...
Eva Pekenaro.
Welcome everyone from across the world. Some of you are in East Africa, some of you in West Africa, some of you in Asia and the Middle East. Nice to have you. Join us on Facebook. Sur Anglais Télé as well. So today, we're going to talk about how do we ask questions.
Okay.
And of course, I'm saying how, which that's one of
that's a question.
That's a question. How do we ask questions? And I'm using do.
How do?
Right. So
we ask.
How do we ask questions?
Okay.
And, well, how do we ask questions? What's involved in a question? How do you know a question from a normal sentence? From
intonation?
Intonation. Mm-hmm. So let's give an example. Ever, you are going to say something that is not a question, and then you're going to change your tone, and then you're going to make it a question.
So you give us two things. You give us a sentence that is not a question, and then you will turn it to a question.
Okay, we are in English class.
We are in English class, and the tone is neutral, flat. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Now change that into a question.
Where are we?
Nope.
No. Only with intonation.
Yeah. Intonation.
Only with
the same
intonation.
Sentence.
Same oh. words.
Yeah, we're testing this out. This is a test.
We're in English class.
We're in English class. We're in English class.
Yes.
Okay, so the last word has to go up.
We're in English class.
Yes, okay. That's it. Okay.
That was perfect.
Now, that's one way of asking a question using the same sentence. Another way would be what? Using her same sentence here. We are
well,
in English.
You would reverse the first two words.
Exactly. We reverse the subject and the verb that's conjugated. Mm-hmm. So, say it.
Are we in English class?
Exactly. So, we are in English class. That's a fact. And then...
Are we in English class?
That's it. So that's how we're going to warm up. So let's warm up. Well, we're going to put Roger on the spot.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
I'm going to ask a question. Are we going to put Roger on the spot? Yes or no?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Are okay. We are.
So are we is the question? Yes, we are. Okay, so Roger,
yes,
let's
ma'am.
See. Are you happy?
No.
Okay, that's an example of...
I am not happy.
Exactly. Now, when you're using the verb to be mm-hmm. and you're asking a question with to be, mm-hmm. most answers are going to be direct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you from Korea?
No.
Okay. Are you from France?
Maybe.
Are you from New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
I said, yes, I am.
She's trying
yes,
to,
I am.
You're trying to confuse us.
That's right.
Okay, so when the questions are with the verb to be, mm-hmm. most of the times the answers are yes or no. Are you sick?
No.
Okay. Are we in the U.S.?
Yes.
We are.
Yes, we are.
And I just have to add what Michelle is saying so we all... Remember this, so what Michelle is saying, it's we usually call it in English an open-ended question. It's a yes or no answer.
Oh, no, that's closed.
Yes.
But, I'm sorry, closed.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, right. Let me correct that. Closed.
Open-ended.
Answer. I'm sorry, thank you. Closed answer, you're right.
Yes.
That's a no or a yes, correct.
Right.
Thank you, Raven.
Right.
Like often my mother asks me a lot of closed-ended questions.
Yes.
And I can't give her any information. I have to
that
say
you know.
Yes or no. That's
right.
It.
So that's how we call it, right?
And, yes.
And most people mm-hmm. have to understand that because it's what Michelle is saying. It's either a yes or a no mm-hmm. without too much
right.
explanation. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
But we're going to find out what our guests think. Let's welcome our guest. Welcome to our guest. We have Marie-Rose Bora. And,
hello.
Hi, Marie-Rose.
Hello, you.
We have everyone
here. Can I quickly say something about Marie-Rose Bora?
Yes.
It was her birthday last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was her birthday last week. Can we
yesterday,
sing happy birthday?
Yesterday.
Can I ask her something?
Yeah.
Was it your birthday last week?
My birthday was
yesterday.
Okay, so this week.
You can ask.
So, yeah, that was a question. Yes. Was it your birthday last week?
Yesterday.
And she said, oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Was it your birthday yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
I had my birthday yesterday.
Okay, so that was a perfect,
answer.
And we asked you a perfect question. We inverted the subject and the verb.
Yeah.
Was it your birthday yesterday? Okay.
Yeah, it was. Can I ask for us to sing Happy Birthday for Marie-Rose Borat?
Absolutely.
Stevie okay. Wonder style.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you,
Marie-Rose Borat. She's trying to make us sing.
I'm trying to sing it like Stevie Wonder.
She's trying to make us say, happy birthday to you. That's different.
Okay. Well, let's change it up.
Well, happy birthday, Marie-Rose Borat. Happy birthday.
Okay. We're going to also welcome Moussa Kouma from Bamako. Hi, Moussa.
Moussa's there.
We're happy to have you. Are we happy to have him?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Are you happy to be here, Moussa?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Right. That was direct.
That was direct. Okay. Yes, he is.
And do we have Alf Sidi Bey? I'm using another form of questioning now. Do we have Alf Sidi Bey from Bamako?
Yes, you have Alf Sidi Bey from Bamako online.
Awesome.
Okay, wonderful.
Awesome.
So that was a bit different from using to be, do. To do, which is different than the verb to do in this context, when you're asking a question, it's different from the verb to do, qui est le verbe faire, to do something, you know, the action to do.
Yes.
So when you're asking a question...
Because to do, what Michelle's trying to say, to do is faire, right, in general. To do is faire in French.
Faire,
en français.
Yes. Faire quelque chose.
Faire quelque chose. But when we use to do in the question... It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Okay.
It's not to do the action of doing something.
Okay.
Which is very difficult for foreigners to they'll be like, what is that do? Mm-hmm. What is why is that
what
there?
What do you want?
What
for your
do
birthday?
You want? So do let's see, Alf, since you're the one who got the to do question, do we have Alf Sidi Bey? Alf, can you ask Marie-Rose Borat a question using the verb to do.
Okay. Marie-Rose, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. Do you have anxiety team online?
I don't understand. Can you repeat, please?
Okay. I said, do you have anxiety team online tonight?
Yes, I have anxiety online now.
Very good.
Very good. That was
okay.
good. That was good.
I think that do doesn't actually have a meaning. It just means you are starting a question.
Well, like France is also saying, it's used as an auxiliary verb. It's really just for a question. You're right. It doesn't really
right.
have a meaning.
Because
I agree.
It's to emphasize.
Yeah, yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
You could say, you understand? Or do you understand? So... What about Moussa? Moussa Kouma, can you ask Alf Sidi Bey, your fellow Bamako? Can you ask him something with the verb to do?
Hi, Alf Sidi Bey.
Hi, Moussa. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm fine. Do you have a question?
Do you have a question?
That's a good one.
That is.
Yes, Moussa, I do have a question for you. So, Moussa, tell me, where do you live in Bamako?
I live...
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I live in Senu.
In Senu?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I was in Senu yesterday.
Wonderful. Well, so can you recap those five major words that start questions? Eva, can you recap them quickly for us?
When, how, where, what, why.
Excellent. Okay. When, how, where, what, who.
Why.
Why.
That's six.
That's it.